Sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. This quote is by Thich Nhat Hanh. You guys have heard of law of attraction, right? What about the law of vibration? How do you raise your vibration to match what you desire to attract? There's another quote I want to share. Your inner thoughts aren't truly hidden. Their essence reflects in your energy. Energy speaks what you don't. This quote was by Drishti Bablani. Folks, how do you raise your energy and vibration? How do you vibe up to be the vibrational match to what you want to attract? In today's episode, I'm going to share what you can do to raise your vibration to help you attract your desired reality rather than chase after it. Let's cue the intro. Welcome to the Boom Vision Podcast, the show that empowers you to live an enriching life physically, mentally, and spiritually. I am your host, Benjamin Ye, and I created this podcast to give you perspectives on how to strengthen your mindset so that you can build optimal health, create aligned wealth, and connect with your higher self. It's all interconnected. Let's get to work. Hi, folks. Welcome to episode 72 of the Boom Vision Podcast. First of all, I hope you were all able to see and enjoy the solar eclipse this week. Whether you saw a partial or total eclipse, when I saw the eclipse, it just left me feeling in awe. These past few weeks has been a really interesting time because it sheds light, pun intended, on what energetically no longer serves you. And so as a follow-up to my episode 11 on the secret to manifesting, today's episode, I'm going to dive deeper on what it means to raise your vibration and energy so that you can attract your desired reality rather than chase after it. Your vibes speak louder than your words. So how do you raise it? Let's start with understanding the law of vibration. So what is the law of vibration? The law of vibration states that everything in the universe is in a constant state of movement. These movements are called vibrations. So the speed or the rate at which something vibrates is what's called frequency. And so the thing about law of vibration is that it's always looking to match up similar vibrations. This can either be things, people, or experiences that match your current vibration. And so for today, I want to break this down to three simple steps that you can follow to help raise the vibration of what you're looking to attract. The first step is simply awareness. Do you have awareness to what your current level of energy and vibration that you are emitting? So there's a story I want to share. This past Halloween, our class was in charge of organizing the Halloween event at my kids' school. And so because we were going to be at school, we weren't going to be home during that evening of Halloween to be able to give candy out to trick-or-treaters. And so we actually turned the house lights off to signal to the ongoing trick-or-treaters in the neighborhood that, you know, we're not going to be home to be able to pass out candy. And that's the thing. It's like, when you go down neighborhoods, if you ever went trick-or-treating with kids, this is one of the traditions here in the US, is that usually you would go to houses that would have either their lights on in their front porch, or it's well lit, they have Halloween decorations, but it's clear that there's someone home that's welcoming these trick-or-treaters that are going around the neighborhood. But if you're not going to be home, if you're not going to welcome the trick-or-treaters, then usually you would turn the house lights off to signal that you're not home. And I wanted to give this mental image because if you think about your own energy and vibration that you're currently emitting, metaphorically speaking, is your house light on or is it off? Because when you meet someone that's high vibration, that has that zest for life and that high energy, you can really see like their house lights are on. They're very welcoming. You can feel their energy, their aura, and you just naturally want to gravitate towards their energy. When you think about the opposite, when you encounter someone that is low vibration, low energy, metaphorically, their house light is off. Maybe they want their own space. Maybe they don't want to be around people or welcoming people. And it's okay. I just want you to have awareness when you close your eyes and think about your own energy level. Is your house light on or is it off? The second step is consuming high vibrations. What do I mean by that? Are you consuming things that are higher vibration? And when I say things, it could be food, it could be music, it could be watching movies, it could be being in nature. Are you receiving and consuming food that is lowering your energy level? For example, imagine eating cheeseburger and fries and pizza when you're really hungry. Does eating a lot of carbs or heavy food, does that make you feel high vibration? Or does that lower your energy? Or you might be more susceptible to like food coma. On the other hand, are you eating higher vibration foods like salads or fruits or fish? The other thing is that are you listening to music? Are you consuming sounds and energy of the music that makes you feel either sad, or you're listening to music that uplifts your spirit? Are you watching movies that inspire you? Or are you watching movies that make you see the world in a negative light? If you think and evaluate your daily habits of what you consume, both in terms of food, in terms of physical, in terms of auditory, emotional, the key here is bring awareness in what types of consumptions that either raises your vibration or lowers your vibration. Because making different decisions on consuming things that raises your vibration, that's going to add up. That's what's going to help incrementally raise your vibration and energy. And then the third step is just being grateful. How can you express and feel more gratitude in your life? Do you have a habit of expressing gratitude the first thing when you wake up or the last thing before you fall asleep? Because the feeling of gratitude is high vibration. The visual I want you to think about and to imagine is that when you express gratitude, if you could just imagine closing your eyes and putting your hands together like as if you're praying and expressing what you're grateful for, the mere act of putting your hands together and feeling grateful, you're really doing two things. You're increasing your vibration in that state, and you're almost like energetically allowing your hands to be free to receive any blessings that come into your life. Because if you're not in a state of gratitude, if you were in the state of fear or you're holding on to something, some thoughts or some negative emotions, imagine your hands is occupied holding a brick, holding a box, holding something that's weighing you down. If you choose to hold on to that rather than letting it go and expressing gratitude, if you choose to hold on to that thing, that brick, that negative weight, your hands are not free to express or to receive any blessings. So with those three simple steps and knowing how to raise your energy and vibration, how do you actually attract your desired reality? Well, you have to be able to create space for new things to come into your life. So I want to share a quick story. Several years back, I actually went to Disneyland in Tokyo, Japan with my family. And I remember we all went on this one attraction called Autopia, which is like bumper cars in this closed circuit loop. And my son just loves cars. And so he wanted to ride that attraction. And so he was paired up with my wife and one time, and then I went on a ride with him separately. And I could just see the joy in his face when he's riding the cars. Like, he was at the time still kind of small, so his hands were on the steering wheel and I was pressing the gas pedal for him, right? And the thing is that because it's a closed loop, the car is actually locked in on these tracks that are hooked in. You're not able to deviate from the closed loop. So you're not going to be able to drive off. You're going to be going around in this circular motion, but in this loop that's closed. So why am I bringing Autopia up? My question to you is, if you think about your daily, weekly habits of whether you're going to work, whether you're an entrepreneur, you have a certain set of habits or routine of habits that may mimic a closed loop. So if you just pause and think about it, are you consciously taking actions and creating new sets of tracks, new possibilities? What do I mean by this? If your desired reality is to have a better physical body, are you exercising more than what you are currently doing? And if you're not, are you willing to sign up for a local gym membership? Are you willing to take a walk around a block that you normally don't do? Are you willing to lay down new tracks? If your dream is to be an aspiring songwriter, well, are you hanging out with fellow creatives, other songwriters, other artists, where you feel safe to freely express and practice your art? Are you creating space for that possibility to come into your life? The key here, and why I'm sharing the story of Autopia, is are you consciously taking action in laying down new tracks in your daily routine in order for new possibilities to enter your life? If what you are seeking to attract in your life is completely new in a different frequency, it's a new way of being, a life that resonates with you, but at a higher vibration, are you taking incremental actions in laying new tracks in addition to raising your energy level? It's one thing to raise your energy and frequency. That's the inner work. But that could be amplified if you're also taking action to allow new space for energies you're looking to attract into your life. Because if you're too busy in life and you're saying, I don't have time for that, that's basically acknowledging to the universe that, hey, I live in a closed track loop and I refuse to take a detour. I refuse to create new tracks for higher vibration energy to flow in or towards my life. And so it's something I want you to think about as you're following these three simple steps of raising your energy and vibration, but in conjunction, are you taking actions, incremental actions, and laying down new tracks, new possibilities? And so with that said, what are this week's action steps? This week's action steps is simply to follow these three steps. As a recap, the first step is awareness. Do you have awareness to just evaluate what is currently the energy level that you are emitting? Is your internal energetic house light, is it on or is it off? Because you're going to have a certain threshold that you're going to feel, hey, my light's on. I am feeling high vibes. So just bring awareness to how you feel today. The second step is consuming high vibes. So are you consuming either food, music, whatever you're watching, whatever you're listening to? Are you consuming things that are in high vibration? And if you're not, can you just make one step in consuming something that's high vibration? I'll let you choose. Either that could be food, either that could be music, either that could be an inspirational TED talk you listen to, whatever it may be. Just consume one thing that's higher vibration than what you consumed the day before. Just make that incremental step. The third step is, how can you start cultivating the habit of gratitude? So one simple thing you can do is the first thing you do when you wake up, when you get out of bed, when you turn off the alarm, is just express, man, I am grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my day. I'm grateful for the opportunities that are in front of me. Something that you can say that you can resonate with and what you're grateful for by expressing it out loud when you first wake up or before you fall asleep. Can you do these three steps to help you get the momentum of increasing your vibration? And when you complete these three steps to raise your vibration, your energy, your frequency, I want you to think about what it is you truly want to attract in your life. Whatever it may be, can you take one incremental step to create space for that to come into your life. Metaphorically speaking, what is one action you can take to lay down new tracks? So final thoughts for today's episode. There's a quote I want to share. There's a direct correlation between positive energy and positive results. This quote was by Joe Rogan. I hope today's episode inspires you to start feeling positive and higher vibration. Sometimes how you show up energetically will have a more profound impact on what you say in that moment, what actions you take, and how you make the people feel around you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM on Instagram at Benjamin Ye, and let me know if you resonate with today's episode. And if you enjoyed today's sharing, I encourage you to rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts so that others can find this resource and helping them to thrive in their life. Until next time, folks, be kind to yourself. Be in the light. Be you. Thank you so much for tuning in to my Boom Vision podcast. If you'd like to find out more about me and this podcast, head over to BenjaminYeh.com. That's spelled BenjaminYeh.com. If you haven't already, click subscribe and I'll catch you next time.